She's like, "Well, you want me to leave him, right?" "Yes." "Well, then, what if he accidentally dies?" And that's when I realized that everything we were talking about was real.
He seemed like a sweet kid, soft-spoken, respectful when he came to see me, when he sat down to tell me a story about love, and a certain kind of obligation.
I felt that I was in a hole that I couldn't get myself out of. I felt dread.
The story kept circling back to that woman, his girlfriend, Patty. A woman old enough to be his mother. A woman who had an almost mystical control over him. A woman who needed her husband dead. If only she could find someone man enough to do it.
I felt that in order to make her happy, then that's what I'll do.
But could he? Could he murder a man he had come to revere as a father figure?
I said, "Patty, this is wrong. This is wrong."
And she said what?
She would say, "You're telling me you don't love me right now." "No, I'm not saying that." Then she would say, "If you're gonna do it, do it. And if not, just leave."
What would he do when the time came to kill for love? Our latest Dateline podcast will take us high into the Sierra Nevada mountains and deep into the worried mind of a guy named Jaime Ramos.
She made me feel like a man.
And how did that make you feel about her?
It made me feel indebted.
It's a story about a kid and a dame.
And I'm on the ground and I'm crying, "Why are you killing me?"
And a double cross. I'm Keith Morrison, and this is The Seduction, an all-new podcast from Dateline, premiering June 14th. Follow and subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.